Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Nothing like a spring shower to bring sparkle to the garden. Get some reservations to see for yourself at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public. With the arrival of April, the first to be exact, tropical butterflies return to the SOAR exhibit. The pavilion is newly landscaped. Volunteers will guide you through the host and nectar plant garden outside and answer your butterfly questions. So come to see the blue morpho with its true blue colors or the incredible birdwing butterfly whose wings can span up to a foot wide. You'll need tickets for this wonderful experience, so go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve them. Just across from the butterfly pavilion is the children's garden. If you wander across the bridge over the pond, you can find the little garden of grandly striped gazanias flowering freely. They are a very carefree ground cover, and just next to them is a plot of pastel columbine. Columbine, an old-fashioned wildflower, is also called Granny's Bonnet. Given a bit of shade, they will generously bloom and reseed themselves year after year. Zigzagging back across the walkway to the Dorothy and Alan Lay Staghorn Fern Collection will take you into a lovely and restful spot to take a little break and admire the air plants that hang in baskets around the shady sitting area. These plants are fairly carefree as they don't require soil, but just give them some air and an occasional dousing with the hose and you'll be rewarded with interesting plants and delicate striking blooms. The staghorn ferns in this collection are something, well, quite staggering. Back across the paved path into the lower meadow, you'll see that the Pride of Madeira, a plant that grows throughout the garden, is sending up blue spires, and the small flowered rock rose next to it is in bloom as well. If you walk the path towards the formal rose garden, the Spanish bluebells on the right and the purple bottle brush to the left are charming. There's another specimen of the purple bottle brush at the corner of Tram Road and Promenade with blooming Madeira Island geraniums under it. This specimen of the purple bottle brush has a craggy, twisted trunk and a graceful flowing canopy. There are a few bottle brush cultivars in the garden, and if you get out to Alpine Lane, you'll see Pink Tips, a willow bottle brush, and the Melaleuca elliptica that you may mistake for bottle brush, but if you look really closely, you'll notice there are subtle differences in the flowers and the shapes of the leaves. Botanists are still discussing if they are one family or two. If you take a turn in the Bohannon Rose Garden, make sure to see the bevy of yellow rose bushes planted around the cherry blossom trees in mid-garden. These Floribunda roses, named Walking on Sunshine, have exploded in luscious lemony yellow bloom. Heading out of the Rose Garden toward the Mediterranean Garden to the left, there are some lovely sage and a sage impersonator to see. The Jerusalem sage, a bright yellow bloom with gray-green foliage, is named sage, but the plant is more closely related to the mint family. Then there are the true sages, Bee's Bliss sage, Mexican sage, and hummingbird sage, which is behind the fountain in the shade. If you like red and red-orange flowering trees, make sure to get a good look at the coral trees in the garden. There are some behind the grass collection and the amphitheater meadow, and not to be missed, the big one at the garden entrance. But if you're more tickled by pink flowers, then make sure to get by Phoebe's meadow to see the Cape chestnut trees that are cotton candy pink clouds of blooms. As there is always something to see in the aloe garden, see if you can find the forest lilies. They are blooming in two locations just now, and take a look at the flaming Namaqua aloe and the ruby snow dikia, a bromeliad from Brazil. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.